Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Lynn Martin, the director of Kitty's Northern Preschool. She's here to talk about the story walk activity the preschool is looking to establish here in Thompson. So Lynn, why don't you tell us what the story walk is and how it got started?
The Story Walk project was created by Anne Ferguson of Montpelier, Vermont, and developed in collaboration with the Kellogg Hubbard Library. The Story Walk is a registered service trademark owned by Miss Ferguson. I happened to come across it while I was searching for some fundraising ideas for the preschool itself, and I loved the idea because it goes along with what we at Kitty's Northern Preschool believe, that children need to be outside as much as possible. So I knew that I wanted to bring this fun and innovative way to get children outside and reading all at the same time to Thompson.
Now, how will the Story Walk work here in Thompson? Do you have a specific location picked out for it?
We're looking at 4 locations along the Millennium Trail. We've got the okay from the rec department to have those installed. So we'll work with them to determine which areas are most used and set them up there. So what will happen is there will be approximately 20 weatherproof frames permanently installed in the ground. And inside each frame is a page from the storybook. So as you walk along the trail, you'll be able to read the story. There will be some open-ended questions and activities to increase the learning opportunities with your children, and then you'll be directed on to the next frame to read the next part of the story.
That's interesting. And are you looking to change up the stories every so often?
Right now, our plan is to have each story change monthly, except for January and February. Those are the colder months that people tend not to use the trail system as much. So we will allow our staff a little break in the weather for January and February. But we're also hoping to have 4 different stories going at any given time. And we want to include French, English, as well as Cree books in the story walk.
Who is the story walk for exactly? Could you give us an age range on that?
It'll be geared primarily to children 8 and under. Usually children older than that are interested in chapter books, and they're a little bit hard to disassemble along a short walk. The bulk of our books will be from early preschool up until around 8 years old.
Now, when can we expect to see the story walk fully installed and ready to go?
We're hoping to have it installed in the spring as soon as the ground allows. We are in the process of getting quotes for the frames, and we're trying to go locally with that. We are also looking at raising some funds in order to purchase the frames and the books.
From the first page to the last, how long will the story walk be?
Most stories are between 15 and 20 pages, so it would probably be maybe over a kilometer.
And parents and children can experience the story walk at any time, is that correct?
Once it's installed, it'll be available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Parents and children can go whatever time suits them, and we'll update on our Facebook page when the stories have been changed.
Okay, and when will the fundraising efforts for the story walk begin?
We'll probably start putting some things out to corporations in the next week or so, and we might leave the bulk of the fundraising till after Christmas because this is a busy time for families, but we are open to donations at any time.
If people are interested in donating, how can they do so?
They can contact me through email at kiddies, K-I-D-D-I-E-S, at mymts.net, or they can call me at the center, and the phone number is 204-778-7739. They can also follow us on our Facebook page, Thompson Story Walk, and be up to date on all the information there.
Now, is there anything else about the Story Walk that you wanted to talk about today?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it all. We are just hoping for some community support in getting the funds together in order to get this project going and get our kids outside and reading all at the same time.
All right. Well, thank you, Lynn, for telling us about the Thompson Story Walk project.
Thank you.
That was Lynn Martin, the director of Kitty's Northern Preschool, talking about the Thompson Story Walk project. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.